Oil prices hit their lowest point in 7 years this week, dipping under $40 a barrel. The reason is a huge glut of oil on the global market. Here to talk about what that means for all of us is Phil Flynn, energy market analyst at the Price Futures Group in Chicago. Phil, welcome back to Here and Now.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And does it surprise you that here we are talking again and the price of oil is still dropping?
I am a little bit surprised, and I think a lot of people are because of what OPEC did. OPEC lifted that quota. It's every producer for themselves, and a lot of people think that means that we're going to see the world continue to be oversupplied with oil.
And one of the reasons, and we've talked about this before, that OPEC has taken the step that it has and decided not to cut production is because it wants to try to get some of its competitors, including competitors right here in the U.S., out of the business. But how long can OPEC continue to do that?
That's the biggest question. And that was why this OPEC meeting was so contentious. You had members within the OPEC cartel that said, listen, we need to cut production. And the Saudis are saying, no, we need to push the U.S. shale producers and our competitors out of business. And there was a stalemate. So they left that meeting with no quota and a lot of unanswered questions about the stability of some of these economies in the OPEC cartel.
What do you mean the stability of some of the economies? What are the big risks for them right now?
Well, right now it's uncertainty. I mean, we had a major election in Venezuela that overthrew the party in power. There's a lot of countries that are on the bubble that are fighting ISIS right now. And there's even concerns that even the well-capitalized OPEC countries like Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, that they're not going to be able to afford to do this forever. The International Monetary Fund warned Saudi Arabia that they can't keep this up forever because it could mean that their economy could have big problems down the road. But the Saudis are all in right now. It's kill or be killed, and right now that means producing as much oil as they can.
What are the upsides of such a long period where oil prices are so low?
I think the upside, hopefully, is that the low oil prices will stir some economic growth. But one of the concerns right now in the global economy has been deflation, and it's actually been a negative for some countries right now, especially in Europe and even in China. You know, the falling energy prices, of course, create uncertainty in the global economy. People are afraid to act. They're afraid to spend too much on energy, and economic activity freezes up.
Although one of the things that usually helps in terms of economic growth when oil prices are low is that gas prices follow oil prices lower, and they have to some degree, although maybe not as much as some people would like. And at the same time, things like airline tickets go down in price, but maybe because of consolidation, that hasn't happened. So are consumers really getting the benefit that they otherwise would because of these low oil prices?
Well, that's the big question. I mean, normally when gasoline prices are down, you see consumer confidence go through the roof. You see small business confidence really start to rise. That hasn't happened. And it really hasn't happened mainly because there's a lot of uncertainty about the global economy. There's a lot of concern that this economic recovery here in the U.S. is tentative. You've got higher health care costs. You've got, jobs that are coming back, but not paying as much as they did back in 2008. So the low gasoline price isn't giving us the type of boost that you would normally expect.
That's Phil Flynn, an energy market analyst at the Price Futures Group in Chicago, joining us from the trading floor there. Phil, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.